In the studio, Ben and Ted from Mumford & Sons. Hello, gentlemen. Now, you guys have been doing so well. You know, you've got four shows left of this tour. There's so much we could talk about, but what I really want to know from you guys is some advice for playing a band member's wedding, because I'm doing that tomorrow, and we just found out you guys have done it as well.
Done it a couple of times. We've actually got a side project called The Wedding Band, so we're probably quite qualified to talk about this.
Not the most inventive of names, but still a great wedding band name.
It serves a purpose. You don't want to confuse people.
Yeah,
I think
it's kind of
weddings are stressful enough as they are, you know.
The band was the best band name.
Yeah, truly. It was the best band
name. So whose weddings have you played, and what's some good advice?
I played a handful. Mostly friends and family. Mm-hmm. We did do Marcus's wedding.
Right, yes. I don't know what we'd
probably recommend.
I quite like going with a theme. Like, we were a Motown band that night.
Yeah.
And it was quite a lot of fun. You know, just learn some popular Motown classics, some people can dance to.
So what sort of stuff, what sort of songs did you learn in the Motown? Was there, like, sexual healing?
Through the grapevine. Well, it's,
Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
It'll be like some adverts on the TV where you say the titles and I'll do them.
Yeah.
Such hits, sir.
What are you going to play? What's the vibe? Are you going to play your own band's songs?
No. We're playing all hits from the 70s and 80s. Your Power
All of the hits. All of the hits from the 70s and 80s.
Your Huey Lewis in the News, Billy Joel, Phil Collins, that kind of stuff. Because that's what he's into.
Sounds great. Cool,
doesn't it?
you don't need any help. You're
Where's the wedding?
Do you want to come? It's sort of just in the inner west of Sydney. You're busy. You're actually you've got tomorrow off.
No, we've got a day off tomorrow.
Oh, can we have
super group?
if Marcus is getting married, who then takes the lead vocals?
We
share them around.
Outsourced.
We outsourced. Yeah, we got a girl to do it, and it was actually a lot better.
really got us thinking, didn't
it? Yeah. Maybe.
Wouldn't need that guy.
Mumford and Daughters, maybe.
Yeah.
In the studio with some great advice. Get your lead singer, get a chick to sing, and then
and do Motown songs.
And do Motown songs. Yeah. This isn't a Motown.
Badly.
Yeah, I'm sure they were good. Did you did you have like a full brass band behind you or anything like that?
Yeah, we had a couple of girls doing backup singing. It was wicked. I mean, we had sparkly jackets. Yeah. Pretty cool. I think this is a bit of an overshare, actually. This is
All right, let's get into something you guys have already shared with us, and that is your excellent second album. On Triple J, that is Babel from the album Babel by Mumford & Sons. Ted and Ben are in the
studio. Actually.
Oh, yeah. That bit didn't make it on the radio. That was.
I like that. That's quite a good way to get back into an interview.
we're talking about the fact, because you've got four gigs left in Canberra tonight, and then Cairns in Kuranda, and then Townsville in the Gold Coast. You're going to try and get out to the reef.
We're going to try.
Maybe you may have to wear stinger suits, because it's past the time when, you know, the real creepy crawlies of the ocean come out to play in the summer, in the warmer months. So they're already in.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm talking irukandji, box jellyfish, that sting and hurt.
Well, as long as there's nothing like too toothy out there, you know.
Box jellyfish are pretty bad.
Yeah.
They're well deadly.
Yeah.
I am slightly nervous about that. But
it's more than a matter of just weighing on yourself, then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Not like those boring blue bottles jellyfish and stuff. But have you had fun while you've been here? We've been hearing great stories from the audience. Well, what about you guys?
We always have a great time. Mm. We really do. We were just talking about last night when we set up a great jam in a little bar in town in Melbourne.
Yeah, you snuck out after your own gig and went to Ding Dong and had yourself a jam session.
For 4 hours. We ran out of songs to play. We were just taking requests.
We played all of the songs
we could possibly think of.
And you had special guests and random guests up on stage as well.
It was just a proper like open stage jam. Giles, our glorious tour manager, was there doing the sound for a larger part of the night. Impressive.
I didn't realise it. Is that where you were, Charles?
He did a lot of that. Yeah, he's running around doing the important bit.
People are very interested in what Charles got up to last night, and that's
how
he's going to say.
Yes, well, that covers.
And you said there was some woman shredding on the guitar as well.
Yeah, she she came with a guitar, her axe, and this guy who's like a pretty heavy-handed, also pretty good drummer. And they just they brought their own game to the what was starting to become a bit of a sort of jazz funk wig, and then they just were like, right, here we go, let's get this rock and roll party back.
You know what you need for one of these great sort of, as you said, jazz, funk, soul, rock and roll jam sessions? You need a bandana.
Oh, yeah, I was wearing a bandana.
You were?
I was wearing a bandana, yeah.
You've seen the front cover of the Triple J magazine featuring Ben, your wonderful bandana.
I haven't, actually.
Right. Oh, well, it's out now. It's in all great ABC shops and news agencies.
I see what you did there. That was very good.
But this morning, Zan had Alexander and Jade from Edward Sharp on the show. And right. she also brought up the bandana, and it seems that it's all good.
I support it 100%.
Well, you're wearing a headscarf, so you're true. A fan of cloth about the head.
Yeah, the bandana mixed with his, like, nice pout. To me, it's my favorite part.
Winston's thumbs up is pretty good.
Yeah, thumbs up. Those guys are the best. Yeah, it's a good photo.
There you go. Cloth about the head.
Talking to Ben and Ted from Mumford & Sons, we have had... we actually had Chelsea call up. She stole the bandana off your head, Ben, when you stage-dived.
Ah.
Apparently.
In Dungog.
Yes.
I remember that. And a hat. I was wearing a top hat and a bandana, two head garments at once.
And then a lot of cloth about the head.
Stage dives. And as I was being like ripped out of like by the security, which I didn't really like that very much.
No.
But then people took the head garments. I felt completely naked when I got back up on stage. It was during Yacht Club DJ set. And those guys are probably my favourite new discovery of Australian music.
It's pretty.
I know they've been going on a long time, but
yeah, was it the Nirvana bit or the Metallica bit that you stage dived? Which part of their set?
It was Bohemian Rhapsody, actually, which was awesome. But they were hanging out with them. They came down. They were doing a show at the Corner last night, so they came down to the jam at Ding Dong last night. And what an awesome duo!
Yeah, very, very good. And even though it did cause you to lose your bandana and top hat, which Chelsea doesn't want to talk. She's not keen. She was in tears when we called her up to talk to you guys. She reckons she wouldn't hold it together. But she says the bandana is safe. It's currently in her bedroom. She doesn't want to get busted for the thievery. She hasn't worn it, but she has been smelling it.
And do you know where she lives? Can we go around there?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll play a song and I'll give you her address.
That'd be great.
On Triple J, that is Cassius.
Another smashed phone.
We've had an accident. Did you just smash your phone?
No, I think it'll be all right.
I dropped my phone in the sea in Tasmania, and it's not coming back to life.
It's not well.
It's done.
No, I've got Ted and Ben from Mumford & Sons in the studio. You know, there has just been a report released in the UK, I think, and some of the excuses people have been giving for their phones being damaged include... lost inside a cow. That is one of the ones.
That's not a good excuse.
Well, there is a story behind it, as a matter of fact, including... Okay, all right. He was using the phone, and as you know, anyone's got a fancy phone, you can use it as a torch, and he was using it to birth a calf. And obviously there's a lot of blowing and sucking motions around that area, and phone went in.
Wow.
There you go. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So, I do have a very graphic story of a friend of ours, but I'm not going to share it with you on the radio. I'll tell you when on the next song.
Good, all right, good. And I'll tell it afterwards.
Okay, yeah, cool, fine.
Oh, dear. All right, so you guys are playing tonight in Canberra and a few more shows. Did you see that thing on your Facebook? This guy, Michael Olzak, said, "You guys truly make real men's music."
That's right. We're real men.
That's right. That's what we do, yeah. That's what we set out for.
That was the thing. That was the idea. Can I ask, when I interviewed, in fact, I went back and listened to the very first interview I ever did with Marcus, when we very first started playing Little Lion Men, and apart from him being rather amused by the term gangbusters, which he'd never heard before, but he mentioned this, that what you guys were doing in between songwriting.
We'd taken breaks to do recording and to go farming.
Do you guys still farm? Is there still any farming? coming back to the cow and the phone.
Yeah, that's good. So that's, yeah. I actually remember him doing that interview outside a venue. It's like
really?
1 a.m.
You've got a good brain.
Yeah.
yeah, no, we haven't had a lot of time for farming. We've been away a lot.
Yeah. I've actually never farmed anything.
No, I've never farmed anything in my life. I did help birth a little lamb the other day at the Odgers farm.
That's farming, Ted.
Is that the then I am officially a farmer.
tell us about you becoming a farmer, Ted, when you give birth that lamb.
Well, you know, it was a long road. It was a long road, but it was worth it. I love farming.
I don't think you're helping this whole sort of stereotype. That people
of us. Mate, you don't want to call me a farmer.
Ben has been wearing a farmer. Bandana, trying to ruin the
yeah,
stereotype.
Yeah, dude, I'm wearing short jeans.
You are.
It's true.
And trainers.
And then Ted is birthing.
I've got my work wear on. I've got one of those blue onesies on. Yeah, with all the pockets.
An overall, stuff. We called them back in the days before.
An overall, if you will, yeah. Yeah, with a big
before there were
string.
Onesies in the 80s.
Yeah. Exactly. If anyone's got a lamb that, you know, that is still inside its mother and needs to be birthed, in and around Canberra tonight.
Come down to the gig.
Come down to the Royal
Line up.
Yeah. I'm busy from around like 9:30 till around 11. But the rest of the day, I'm just lambing.
All right. What are you guys doing? You got 4 shows left in Australia. Then, apart from lambing, what have you guys got on?
We're going to the land of Kiwis.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to
for the first time, which is very exciting. Cause mm-hmm. We've somehow quite rudely avoided or missed going there on our last two tours of Australia. Not intentionally at all.
Not enough hours in the year.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And then we fly to LA. And then we go back for a month-long UK tour.
And then it's Christmas, yay!
Christmas.
it's just so good, especially with these massive shows, all, I guess, kicked off from that very first song, Little Lion Man. And a couple of weeks ago, Chance Waters, this Sydney-based hip-hop artist, came in, and he did a version, much like you guys did when you first in Australia. And he did a very reinterpreted Little Lion Man. I'm just going to play a little bit of it for you guys, just to let you know.
I will never have to give up. She says that she knows my heart, that I come so far, that I will not stop, that I don't see me like they see me. Well, I think she's wrong, but I hope she's not.
What?
You should check it out. It's on the.
Sounds much better than our version.
Yeah.
You keep saying that about lots of things. You reckon that a female singer for Mumford & Sons sounds better than Marcus. Now you reckon that.
We're very insecure.
Really?
Very insecure. Yeah,
very insecure.
I'm going to play one more song on your album, Babel. I will see you guys soon. When you're next back in Australia, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully that won't be too far in the distance. Yeah.
Best of luck with the wedding.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, it's not. I'm just playing. It's Jason's wedding. But thank you, and thanks for all the tips.
Mate, you're the one who needs the luck, mate. Yeah, Jason's, he's got it all worked
Jason's
out. He knows
time.
What he's doing. You've got no idea what you're doing.
Ben and Ted, thanks, dudes. Have a great show tonight, Canberra.
It's the Doctor. I'm Triple J.